13 of our Generations Together prayer guide. Today's devotional was written and recorded by me, Duane Sisson. And I'd like to start reading Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord's, and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. That tells us that the earth belongs to God. And the first responsibility that he gave to man was to manage all that God gave to him in the beginning. That has not changed. God is our only source. All else that we receive are called resources. Now, the word steward is not used much today. The on-flight crew of an airplane or train had formerly been called a steward or a stewardess. I think today they call them a flight attendant. I don't know what they call them on a train. Maybe they're still a steward. They have a responsibility always to take care of the passenger's needs. Now, what is a steward? In Greek, the word is oikonomon. That sounds a lot like economy or economize. Sometimes it might be used for servant or slave. Jesus used that word in various places, such as in Luke 12:42. I'll read that. And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and sensible steward whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that steward whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all of his possessions. But if that steward says in his heart, 'My master will be long in coming,' and begins to beat on the slaves and both the women and men, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him. In that hour that he does not know, he will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers." Sounds kind of ominous. What does it mean to be a steward? It means to manage somebody's property for them. Reading Deuteronomy 8, now, he gave us all of the resources to be responsible for them. And what are we supposed to do with God's wealth that he's given to us? Well, think of the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. I'll let you read that for yourself. Matthew 25, especially 14 through 30. What happened to that third recipient of the talents? Remember, you read that in verses 28 through 30. God is full of mercy and grace, but he is certainly not a jokester. Let us strive to be diligent in these days and be ready to receive his words of welcome at the time that we go to him, when he will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Read that in Matthew 25 also. Thank you very much for listening.